The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I am Rabbi Matt Schneeweiss, and this is the Stoic Jew podcast, where we explore the relationship between Judaism and Stoicism. And I am pleased to announce, as the title indicates, that this is our 100th episode. This project began on September 7th, 2020, as a series of informal WhatsApp voice messages sent out to my friends and select members of my community. On November 10th, I launched the Stoic Jew podcast as a podcast on Buzzsprout. And since then, we've had over 3,100 downloads from 271 cities in 39 countries around the world. And it seems that our audience keeps on growing. So today, I thought it would be a good idea to reflect on the podcast using some of the writings of the Stoics. So we're going to begin with Epictetus in the Discourses, Book 2, Discourse number 18. Epictetus writes, "Every habit and faculty is maintained and increased by the corresponding actions, the habit of walking by walking, the habit of running by running. If you would be a good reader, read. If a writer, write. But when you shall have not read for 30 days in succession, but have done something else, you will know the consequence. In the same way, if you shall have lain down 10 days, get up and attempt to make a long walk, and you will see how your legs are weakened. Generally, then, if you would make anything a habit, do it. If you would not make it a habit, do not do it, but accustom yourself to do something else in place of it." So this year, I don't know how many of you listened to my shiurim at Lomdeha at the beginning of the year, but I towards the beginning of the year, I read this book called Atomic Habits by James Clear, and the theme of habit crafting and routine, routine cultivation has been something that's been on my mind a lot this year. And the Stoic Jew, or starting the Stoic Jew WhatsApp messages, was one of the first habits that I started. I got into the habit of making a recording every morning, starting with Marcus Aurelius' Meditations, Book 2, Paragraph 1. And I kept it up. And, this is a good example of how, you do a little bit every day. And, a couple months later, we've got 100 episodes of reflections. And, I must say that, the 5-minute recordings I made and the little amount of thought I put into those first episodes, compared to the much greater amount of time that I spend now and the thoughts I put into these episodes, it evolved, but the main thing was that I kept at it. And I think because I kept at it, that's why it evolved. I definitely gained a lot more from Aurelius and Epictetus and Seneca, and really all of the Torah texts that I've been quoting, gained a lot more than I would have if I just read it to myself. This is why I became a teacher, because teaching is better for my own learning. And just having an audience, even though I didn't exactly know who it was or what the audience would be, because this is a weird, this is very niche, content here. It helped me to process this in a way that was organic and that I gained from it. So I'm very happy about that. And I let this be a lesson, an example of how, if you start a habit and stick to it, then, you could get pretty far. I feel good taking pride in that. But as soon as I started taking pride in that, I realized, well, what would Epictetus say? Let's go to Discourses, Book 2, Chapter 9 earlier. He says, "Philosophers admonish us not to be satisfied with learning only, but also to add study and then practice. For we have long been accustomed to do contrary things, and we put in practice opinions which are contrary to true opinions. If then we shall not also put in practice right opinions, we shall be nothing more than the expositors of the opinions of others. Philosopher, where are the things which you were talking about? Whence did you produce and utter them? From the lips and thence only? Why then do you corrupt the aids provided by others? Why do you treat the weightiest matters as if you were playing a game of dice? For it is one thing to lay up bread and wine as in a storehouse, and another thing to eat. That which has been eaten is digested, distributed, and has become sinews, flesh, bones, blood, healthy color, healthy breath. Whatever is stored up, when you choose, you can readily take it and show it, but you have no other advantage from it except so far as to appear to possess it. For what is the difference between explaining these doctrines and those of men who have different opinions? Sit down and explain according to the rules of art the opinions of Epicurus, and perhaps you will explain his opinions in a more useful manner than Epicurus himself. Why then do you call yourself a Stoic? Why do you deceive the many? Why do you deceive the many? Why do you act the part of a Jew when you are a Greek? Do you not see how each is called a Jew or a Syrian or an Egyptian? And when we see a man inclining to two sides, we are accustomed to say, this man is not a Jew, but he acts as one. But when he has assumed the affects of one who has been imbued with the Jewish doctrine and has adopted that sect, then he is in fact, and he is named a Jew. Thus, we too, being falsely imbued, are in name Jews, but in fact, we are something else. Our affects are inconsistent with our words. We are far from practicing what we say, and that of which we are proud, as if we knew it. Thus being unable to fulfill even what the character of a man promises, we even add to it the profession of a philosopher, which is as heavy a burden as if a man who is unable to bear 10 pounds should attempt to raise the stone which Ajax lifted. Okay, so what's his main point? So this is a common theme within Epictetus, which is criticizing philosophers for being philosophers in mind or in speech only. And like he says here with this allegory of bread, or the metaphor of bread, is that if you have bread and wine and you just store it, it's not going to do you any good. It's only going to do you good if you actually eat it and digest it and gain energy and build, you know, your body from it. So too, if you're just like saying other people's ideas, that's not going to make you a Stoic. That's not going to make you a Jew. What makes you a Stoic or a Jew is to actually put them into practice, you know, to let them affect your emotions, your affects. So the question is, is that what we've done? You know, have we just been, talking about ideas of Stoicism and listening to them and thinking about them and not really putting them into action? You know, and what would Epictetus say to my self-congratulatory comment about reaching 100 episodes? So I don't know what he would say, and I can't speak for all of you, but I will. I'll tell you one thing that this has helped with, and I'm going to quote Marcus Aurelius, Meditations, Book 5, Paragraph 16. He says, "Such as your habitual thoughts, so also will be the character of your mind. For the soul is dyed by the thoughts. Dye it then with a continuous series of thoughts such as these." And then he goes on to say his meditations. So what I'll say is this is, you know, have I practiced what I've been teaching? I try, and I've talked about my successes and failures on the podcast, but I think what the merit is of sticking to this daily schedule and having the daily, daily readings from the Stoics and comparing and contrasting them with Judaism is that these have become my habitual thoughts. And as Marcus really says, such as are your habitual thoughts, such also will be the character of your mind. In other words, by going over these types of thoughts and on a daily basis and meditating on them and musing about them and applying them, that's what forms your mind, and in turn, that's what affects your emotions. And so even if we aren't fully practicing what we are, what we're talking about here, this is definitely something that will go a long way in helping with that, at least in theory. And I can definitely say that it's done that for me. I mean, you know, I'd gone in and out of Stoic phases and read Stoics here and there, but never really stuck to it. And I think the fact that I've stuck to it every day has definitely helped me to acquire these habits of mind. And, you know, to quote one of my, you know, one of our transcendentalist Stoic friends, Thoreau, he says, "As a single footstep will not make a path on the earth, so a single thought will not make a pathway in the mind. To make a deep physical path, we walk again and again. To make a deep mental path, we must think over and over the kind of thoughts we wish to dominate our lives." And that's really what I'm trying to do here for myself and hopefully for listeners is by thinking these thoughts and thinking in line with these ideas every day, then we do form our new pathways in our minds, and eventually that leads to action. And you know, as Rabbi Moskowitz always says, you know, the main thing is to get the ideas clear and to go over them and review them, and eventually they will affect the soul, and eventually they will affect the actions. And that's the principle he lived by and imbued in me. And that's the principle behind this daily podcast. So there you go. That is it for today's episode. And before we sign out, I have a small favor to ask. If you wouldn't mind taking a couple of minutes to fill out a short survey, which I will link in the WhatsApp group and I'll link in the show notes, that would be very helpful. Again, I'm not sure what direction this podcast is going to take. It's kind of just evolved naturally. Survey would give me some data. If you've gained from what you've learned here today and would like to support my production of even more Torah content, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeweis. Link is in the description. And if you're a regular listener of this podcast and you haven't become a patron yet, maybe our 100th episode is a good time to make a celebratory contribution. Even $3 a month can go a long way. Either way, thank you to my listeners for listening, and thank you to my patrons for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone. And here's to another 100 episodes with Hashem's help.